More joint patrols were on the streets of Baghdad today. Iraqi policemen are supporting U.S. Marines in trying to stop the looting and anarchy that have dominated the Iraqi capital for the past week. Some periodic gunfire can still be heard in the city. NPR's Eric Westerveld is in Baghdad. Well, how is it there?
Well, Bob, in the side of town that I'm in, the west side, there's still no power or water working throughout much of the area. It's still a bit chaotic. There was more sporadic gunfire throughout much of the night last night. Most of the time, people have no idea what the gunfire is from. Some of the time, it's people protecting their homes from looters. Some of it is Iraqis fighting other Iraqis. Some of it is U.S. soldiers at checkpoints firing warning shots if cars get too close. But clearly, other times, it's just people taking pot shots at U.S. forces. Some of the Bradley fighting vehicles where I am got hit with some random gunfire last night. I mean, no one was hurt, but probably just some guy a few blocks away pointing and spraying his AK-47.
There are figures on Allied casualties. What about Iraqis who have been killed or wounded?
Well, so far there's been no count, at least in this area, by the U.S. Army on the civilian dead or the combatant dead, at least no hard numbers. I know at least three civilians that were killed in the fighting where I am, which is around the parade grounds and the wider surrounding area. They were buried in this park area along with about two dozen Iraqi fighters who were killed. Became a health issue a few days ago, so the army began burying the Iraqis. They marked the grave, positioned the body facing Mecca, were as respectful as they could to the bodies. But in the last 2 days, you've had Iraqi civilians coming up to these army checkpoints saying, I think my brother or my son is buried in the park. Can I come get the body? So the army started the somewhat grim task and complicated task of trying to exhume these bodies they buried a few days ago so that locals can rebury their dead elsewhere in Baghdad.
Found any weapons of mass destruction?
Well, no, but U.S. Special Operations Forces, Bob, are currently looking for documents and actual sites. The army has been providing transportation and security, a kind of armored taxi service, if you will, to insert Delta Force, Navy SEAL, and some civilian contractor special operations teams into parts of Baghdad. I've gone along on some of these runs, and they've looked at several sites, mostly private homes and former government offices, and so far they haven't found anything. Some of the commanders I've talked to said they'd like to start looking at religious sites, but under the rules of engagement, they can't even enter a mosque unless they're receiving direct fire from the mosque or if they witness enemy soldiers entering that area. So far, there hasn't been much examination of these religious sites.
And at the Baghdad Zoo, what happened there?
Well, it's a bit of a mess, Bob. The Army's been doing what it can to take care of a lot of the animals, but they're soldiers, not zookeepers, so there are monkeys, birds, camels, tigers, a brown bear, some lions, among other animals. This morning, a lion broke out of his cage, jumped a fence into the horse pen, began eating a horse. After he had his breakfast, he was on the loose, and soldiers had to take him out with their M16s. So there's still half a dozen lions in the zoo area. They're in cages, but it's not clear what's going to happen to them.
You've been to any of the palaces?
I was at a couple of the palaces. Yeah, they're pretty interesting. Some of the soldiers I was talking to were kind of disappointed because, as they put it, it's kind of cheap hotel furniture. It's got beautiful marble floors and thick bulletproof glass, but the rest of the place is kind of a bit chintzy and gaudy. And the 2nd Brigade Combat Team has taken up position as a headquarters in one of the palaces after they cleared out some of the broken, trashed furniture.
NPR's Eric Westerveld in Baghdad.